How are we doing? Good. AGM ready. That's what I like to hear. I'm going to bring you up to speed with what we do as a children's ministry really briefly. It's been really exciting this year, particularly we started in September, or restarted, a group called Deeper, which I started when I first got here. And I kind of naively thought that we might get eight children come along. We ended up getting about 25. It's very exciting. And what was happening was that our kids were kind of sharing their faith with their friends at school. And so Deeper became a place where they could kind of invite their friends and kind of talk about faith. So it was really exciting. Got a few pictures of us. There we are. And so we've got kids from St. John's School and from St. Matthew's School. And the setup is really that we play lots of games, have lots of fun, and then we have a little bit of teaching from the Bible. And what we've been really keen to do is split into groups and allow discussion rather than just to teach and say what we believe, but to allow these kids to discuss and facilitate them exploring faith. So that's been really exciting, and we've seen kids really kind of move towards knowing that they are loved by God, and it's very, very exciting. The other thing that we did over Easter was have a Easter holiday club, and that's the second time that we have run this, and we attract a lot of children from the local primary school. We were in the Wild West this year, yeehaw, and it was really just amazing. Again, we had 3 days where children came, we had lots of fun, and we were exploring the theme of God's wild love, and we had about 40 children come along to that. That's something that I'm really excited about and something that I'd love to build on next year, because I'm stepping down from running Boulder Gang this year. So it will give us a lot more time to invest in children's ministry here, and particularly with St. Matthew's School. So really excited about that as a future thing. Finally, Sunday morning is amazing. Thank you to everybody who makes Sunday morning children's ministry happen. It is a task when we have 50-odd children coming on a morning. So thank you to everyone at Creche. Thank you to everyone at Bright. What we're looking to do with Bright is split it in half, because we're usually getting about 30 children coming along on a Sunday morning to Bright. And although that's really fun, it kind of feels that either the older ones miss out or the younger ones miss out at some point. So once a month, we've split it, and it's been amazing. It's given us time to play football with the older guys, and it's enabled some brilliant conversations in smaller kind of groups. So we're really looking to do that twice a month, and then on the fourth Sunday, all come together for a briefer Bright and come back for communion, because we really love the fact that we can share communion together as a family. So thank you so much for all your amazing support, your prayers. We think you're amazing, and thank you so much for all those who serve so diligently. If you are passionate about seeing children encounter Jesus and know that they are an included part of the family of God, then come and see me. There's a role waiting for you.
John, is there... John, is there really? Surely not. Two things before John leaves us, because there's going to be time for questions at the end of our morning, but John will be out with children then. So I just really wanted to throw it open. If anyone's got any questions that are children's ministry related that they wanted to kind of bring to John before he goes, that would be cool. Is there anything anyone wants to pick up on what John said, or anything anyone wants to ask and feels it'd be more relevant to everyone than just kind of a question? John, you're going to get away with it, mate. Right. Oh, Mr. Tranter.
I probably don't need a microphone. I guess it's not so much a question, but just speaking as a parent, who obviously you have to deal with all three of my children, and I know what that's like. There you go. But just to say that I think the growth and just the way that God's clearly been at work in the children's work over the last year has been amazing. And, I mean, you talk about thanks to everybody else, but I think it is worth noting and acknowledging and saying a huge thank you to John, because he has been amazing at looking after our children.
Which very neatly brings me to the second reason I want to just hold you for a moment, because one of the things I will say, kind of when I begin my reflections, is just how grateful I am for the team that I work with. And you weren't going to be here to hear that, and you're part of that team, and I just really wanted to go on record just say how much I value working with you, so thank you. Thank you, John.
Oh, thank you.
John, yeah, okay.